I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A Christmas Eve tragedy that could have been much worse. A fire in an apartment complex in Clayton County yesterday morning left 32 people, 10 families, homeless. The fire struck at 5:30 a.m. at the Sterling Cove Apartments. According to 11 Alive News, the cause of the fire is unknown. Although Christmas gifts, personal possessions, and family mementos were lost to the flames, officials say no one was injured. The Red Cross is assisting the families with their immediate needs. Well, nearly $5 million in funding for Georgia 911 services disappeared this year, and no one has been able to explain why. The AJC reports that the money came from a 75-cent fee on prepaid phones, but it was never distributed to local emergency agencies. The newspaper reports that every county in Georgia received 25% less than it did last year. The decline in funding for 911 agencies limits their ability to hire operators, reduce response times, and upgrade technology. The Georgia Department of Revenue declined to comment to the AJC. A Georgia privacy law makes tax information a state secret. A Confederate monument at a Georgia cemetery has been taken down so officials can figure out how to repair it after it was vandalized. The statue at Myrtle Hill Cemetery in Rome is a figure of a Confederate soldier holding a rifle. The Rome News Tribune reports that the hands and the rifle were cut off and the face was damaged. The cemetery estimates the value of the damages at $200,000. Rome City Manager Sammy Rich said the city would try to determine how to go about repairing it and putting it back. The statue was erected by the Women of Rome organization in 1887. And an increasing number of Georgia high school students who are enrolled in career pathway programs are earning diplomas. The Telegraph reports that statewide, 96% of seniors in career technology and agriculture education programs graduated in 2017. By contrast, Georgia's high school graduation rate for all students was just 80.6% in 2017. State Superintendent Richard Woods says the specialized programs allow students to be engaged in their education and to see the relevance of it. He said the programs are building a pipeline of students who are able to make meaningful contributions to Georgia's industries and communities. Finally today, Falcons fans have one more request of Santa, a win next week against Carolina. After yesterday's loss to the New Orleans Saints, the only way the Falcons make it into the postseason is by defeating Cam Newton and the Panthers next Sunday. Quarterback Matt Ryan says the team must recover quickly after yesterday's loss.
We're going to put this game behind us because that's what we need to do and get back to work and try and have the best week of preparation that we've had all year. And really, that's what we can control at this point. So that's where our mindset's got
to
be.
The NFL has changed the start time of Sunday's Falcons-Panthers game from 1 p.m. to 4:25 p.m. at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.